In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes.
With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring Spanish morning meal and soya chocolate pudding.
Hey, good day. Good morning. Today we're going to make some kind of breakfast. Spanish style. Yeah. Well, I like them very much. So I just show you my favorite stuff. Yeah, you know. Okay, we have here 100% nature without conservative. Vegan butter, non-dairy butter, yeah. And we have some non-dairy cheddar cheese. And we have also super melting, dairy-free, lactose-free, Adam-style, super melting cheese. Yes, yeah. We're going to put this on the bread to roast it, yeah. Well, before we do anything, you could turn the oven on. Okay, my little oven here. You can turn on both, you know, for grill, up and down, both have electric heat. So we turn it on first to warm it up, like 5 minutes, okay? Yeah. And we have tomatoes, two medium size, and we have coriander, yeah, coriander. These are optional, you don't have to have them, you don't want them. And you can have a little bit of black pepper, yeah, ground black pepper, and we have ketchup, butter. Yeah, we're going to use all that. And we have some French bread. You can have also those, they use it for hot dog, softer bread, also fine. This is good like this. But you can have any other bread, yeah? You can cut them into, you know, shorter size, easy to cook. You can cut it longer even, huh? But today we cut it short. Use them if you want, but I just use these. And you cut them into half. The bread, eh? When you're ready. Yeah. There's a lot of them. Some of my dogs already waiting. This is not very good for you, but since you like it so much, here you are. Yeah, baby. And many, slowly. Right. Bread is ready. We chop the coriander, huh? Chop into very fine. Okay. Ready. And the super melt cheese, super melting cheese, or cheddar style cheese, they're all vegan, you know? Dairy free, and you can slide them, you know, into thin slide like this, make it ready. Yeah. And the tomato, you can have one, is enough for today. We don't need to use tomatoes. You're going to grind it, huh? On this, or you can chop it on a board. Make it very thin and fine. Careful with the finger, okay? When it's too flat, you turn it to the other corner so it doesn't hurt your finger. Be very careful with this because it's sharp, you know, right? I'm just telling this in case some kids watching it and want to learn this. It's very easy. Kid can do it, of course. There's a mashed tomatoes, yeah? Mashed tomatoes. You can chop it also. Don't have to use this. Okay, one is enough for today. We don't need two. One for one sandwich, yeah? Okay, we can butter the toast, butter the bread. Vegan butter, huh? Dairy-free butter, animal-free butter, fruity-free. Okay. And you put one slice of cheese on one of the slice of the bread. For the cheese toast, you don't have to put butter, but you can also. Okay. It's just different type. Okay, now for the cheese bread, you put some tomato on it. Very thin tomato on top of the cheese. Okay. And you put a little coriander. Coriander on the cheese, yeah. And then you put some more tomato on top of that coriander. Just cover it up a little bit so that it's spread it more, you know, evenly. So that the coriander don't burn so quick. Awesome, yeah. Now, the one that you butter only, you can also put tomato on it. Yeah, the rest of the tomatoes you can put on the butter piece of bread. Like that. Yeah, spread it out evenly. Okay, there you are. And this one, we just give it butter. Yeah, we don't need to put anything else because butter alone is also very good. Now we check out. If the oven is hot? Yeah, it's good, it's good. So now we can spread one more piece of butter bread. Butter the bread. Let's see what the difference does it make if we butter the bread. And the cheese, we put it on it. Bigger one. Okay, we put this piece of cheese on this bread. And we put the little coriander on the cheese. And we put ketchup on it. Thinly enough to cover the bread. Perhaps that's it. And you spread it out a bit, perhaps, or not spread it out. There you are. Okay. Just squeeze a little ketchup on there, but you can put more if you are addicted to ketchup. This would be enough. Okay, wow. My oven told me that he's heated enough. He don't want no more. So we're gonna put all this bread in there. Now we're gonna put the bread in the oven very fast. Be very careful because the oven is hot. Don't let your hand touch anything, okay? Slide the bread in there. Yeah, something like this. Yeah, it's safer. Okay. Bread and cheese in there. There you are. Be very careful. Careful. Put in there, huh? There you are. There you are. And one more piece with just tomatoes and butter. And one piece with just butter. There you are. The one with butter and tomatoes only probably will toast a little quicker. So we put it outside at the last so that we can check it whether it burned or not. And the other one is more with the tomatoes and cheese. It takes a little longer, so we put it inside. Okay, so now we're going to put it on 10 minutes. Okay, but the butter alone and the tomato alone might require less timing. So you have to check it, huh? All right. Now we're waiting 10 minutes. That's all we do. Meanwhile, I got some more bread left over and I toast it in butter or in ketchup and cheese. Depends on what you like. Because my dogs would love some of them too, so that would not be enough for human and dogs. They don't have to eat the whole thing because it's fattening, but they just have a little bit. You know, like snack, and then they have their own food anyway. That's what it is. You know what it is, Benny? Yeah, I know, I know. I'm making it. I'm making it, baby. Yeah. Good boy, Benny. You are. Yeah, I love you. Yeah. I love you, Benny. See, this is a very simple oven, huh? It just shows you the upper heat and lower heat and how many minutes. That's it. Very simple and nice. But if you don't have this kind and you have the oven with numbers, like with degrees, and I think maybe you should put 100 degree, 100 Celsius, you know, for the oven, and also 10 minutes. If it's not hot enough, then you increase the heat to 120, 150, depends on your oven, huh? But I would start slow first. Leave it there, and when that first batch is done, we're going to put this in. Extra. After it's already baked, you can sprinkle a little of black pepper on it, just to taste if you want to. Optional. You see how simple it is, huh? Just bread, cheese, ketchup. Coriander is optional. There's no need. You see, the butter toast is already golden brown, so we take it out. Salt together, as well as the tomato. You see, I told you, it's burned earlier, so we have to take it out fast. But actually, these are also fine too, you know? It still can wait 1 minute. So, when you say 10 minutes, you have to check it out often, yeah? I love this when I was in Spain. So, I thought I'd introduce it to people who have not been to Spain, yeah?
Yes.
For Mexican people, they know it already, huh? Or Spanish people.
Yes, yes.
Yes. The people, they use it with mozzarella cheese, though, yeah?
Yes.
But I eat only with tomatoes, because I don't have vegan cheese there. And here, we have vegan cheese, so we can afford this luxury, huh?
Yes.
Oh, 10 minutes, done. Okay. I have to take this out first. See, wow, it looks good to me.
To me, too.
Yeah, the Spanish Mexican, they love this, no? And they look good, no?
Yes.
Right. I just put the rest in for the dogs. And for some human. Better use this. It's hot. You might even cut the oven without wanting. It's better always be cold.
Yes, yes.
If you're not using it, you can use chapstick also. Vietnamese chapstick. As long as your hand are not too near the oven, it's fine. Okay. Just butter. Just butter. Put this on. Tomato only. Also very nice with only tomato, you know? I used to eat it just toast and tomato in Spain when I go to that shop. Yeah. Wow. It's gonna be groovy. Right, another maybe a minute now. You know why? Because the oven already too hot, yeah?
Yes.
Nine minutes. But always watch it because you never know. Sometimes the oven just get hot. You know, this is just chocolate. Chocolate pudding, yeah? Non-dairy chocolate pudding. It's made with soya milk. So I'm going to put just a little cream on it. And you have wonderful dessert. This is also soya spray cream, they call it, okay?
Okay.
Soya spray cream, 100% vegetable. Yeah? Cholesterol zero, lactose zero, only 11% fat. Wow, it's good for you. Fat guy. Hey, Solo, you should need something like this, but you're not allowed to eat chocolate, so. I'm sorry for you, Solo. You're already big anyway, huh? Okay, there you are. So, very nice, simple, quick breakfast. Tasty, delicious, and groovy. Very groovy breakfast. There is my favorite breakfast, if I ever have time to make it. Mostly not. I be the hero. Hero of the day. Solo, it's not for you yet. Yeah, you don't put your nose on it. Goodie. Goodie, no shadow? see, it's so hot already, so we have to watch it always, huh?
Yes.
So, you see, it's golden already.
Oh,
see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, look at that.
So we cannot leave it on too long. The cheese maybe a minute, couple minutes longer. I put it to the front so it's easy to watch him. It's melting well. It says super melt, but I don't see it melt too much anyway. It's supposed to melt, eh? So we just believe that it melts. Believing is good, right?
Right.
Wow, it's hot, it's hot. It's very, very hot. Oh, wow. Okay, like this, we're going to put on this. Wow, a lot of food, lot. I can put it here as well. And human and dog can share. Right. Okay, you two have a good time. It's like a very romantic breakfast, huh? With the Buddha sitting with you and everything.
Wow.
Next time we will invite Jesus, huh? I just don't have Jesus statue moved in here yet. It's somewhere else, so we gotta move it back here.
Yeah.
Right, the rest is in there. Human and dog. Now we're going to sprinkle a little pepper in it. You want pepper or not pepper?
Yes, please, Master.
One pepper, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, this is for dog, so no pepper. Just a little bit pepper. Yeah, a little bit like that. Okay? Not too much, huh? Okay, okay. All right. How is it? Huh?
Delicious.
Yeah? The one with ketchup, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Very and then tasty. You try some with the tomatoes mm-hmm. alone later. Tell me, is it good?
Really
guys?
Good.
Yes, that's yes, yes. Very good.
Nice breakfast, huh?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. I just happened one time, you know, on the holiday resort.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I went on holiday, just that near the holiday resort and they serve this kind of breakfast. But they don't serve this everywhere, even in Spain, not everywhere. You just be lucky, you know, I just happened to get some luck that day and enjoy this, and then that's how I know it and I share it with you guys and other people. Yeah.
Yes.
We have to wait until it's a little cool to give it to the dogs. Yeah, it's too hot.
Yes.
Too hot. You can't give it to them yet. Too hot.
Boyo, are you tired? Lady, you hiding? I'm having some breakfast for you. Yeah, toasted cheese, tomatoes, and bread.
Hammett, you wait. Wait until the toast is cool, Hammett. It's too hot. It's okay for human, but not for you. Mm-hmm. Eh?
Yes, Hammett.
Wait, Hammett. I'm going to give it to you. Don't worry. So, Solo, you want to try? You never had it in your life, have you? I'm going to give you some. Solo. I'm going to give you now. Solo, you smell it already, huh? Yes, baby, you're gonna have it. You are. You are, you and the rest of the doggy company. Yeah, I have to cut it on your bite side, okay?
Solo, baby.
Yum.
You gonna eat on plate instead, okay?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you too. Mmm, she eats it now. Just be slow, baby. Just be wake up from samadhi, you know? Come here, lady. Boyo! Come here. Go! He likes it in the plate. Look at that, huh? Yeah, okay. Whoa. Let's see. Boyo, where are you? Boyo, come. Just a snack, okay? And you're going to have your dinner soon. Your lunch? My finger. Something left. Okay, goody, huh? Done, honey? You done? Okay, good, good, good.
Thank you for your wonderful presence today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for more insightful lectures every day on Between Master and Disciples, right here on Supreme Master Television. More positive programming coming up next. Please stay tuned. May your life be graced with the boundless love and blessings from God.
Supreme Master Television.